Yes. Is jumping on the line. His name is Kyle.
Hi, Patrick. This is John Kyle, Senior Online Marketing Advisor at Local Splash. How's everything going today, sir?
Good.
Good. I did see a lot of good notes here. Now, from what I gather on what you were talking about with Giselle, you're just obviously you've done pay-per-click before. You've tried to optimize before, and you just said it's a pain in the neck. Is that a fair assessment?
No, I guess I don't even know what you do. That's why I kept asking. Is she said, "Oh, I'll put you on the front page of Google." And I'm like, "Well, you can't put me on the front page of Google, right? It's not possible." There's basically two ways to do that. You pay for pay-per-click. Put you on top, whatever you get your ads, however much you feel like spending and how that whole crazy system works, or you try to do it organically and do SEO and get your website optimized and keywords and all that stuff, and you play the game, right? And try to stay on top as long as you can stay on top with however much you can afford to stay on top. So like I said, I don't even know what you guys do. I kept asking, what do you do?
You're identifying it correctly. We do that and that, and we also do Facebook ads for people who want to do that. I mean, to be fair to you, what you're describing is what we do is very accurate. It is a full-time job, which is why we have thousands of clients nationwide, because, you know, a lot of business owners like yourself, they're just not really looking to invest in that much in optimization in terms of their time, right? So, again, I'm going to shoot you straight. I'm not here to waste your time. If, you know, you seem to know exactly what goes into it. Search engine optimization services with us to get you Google first page placement. The way we drive your business to the top, just to let you know, it's not because we're doing anything magic. We're just putting in the work consistently, and we do it on an exclusive basis because, to be fair to you, if we were cannibalizing and trying to shoot someone else to the top in your area, how could we focus energy on you, and how is that fair to you? So the way we maintain our premier channel partner status with Google is by making sure that we have exclusive scenarios with every one of our clients, meaning the moment you sign up with us, you're the only one that we work with in your service area. So that way, when someone's looking for painting services, drywall, whatever the keywords you choose, we're only driving your company up to the top. If you've ever worked with someone like Angie's Leads or Yelp, I'm sure you're familiar with what it means to have a cannibalization effect where you're battling with other clients of theirs for the same exact job. Have you ever experienced that with them?
Sure. Yeah, no, actually I was on the better side of that with Angie for years and years because I was the big dog on Angie forever. And I got
well, good for you.
My ROI was like insane on them until they figured out that I guess just keeping Seattle Paint Drywall happy doesn't keep them in business. So they decided they had to spread the love.
See?
And so what, so you guys do, again, like you said, I'm familiar enough with it. I don't know that well.
Yeah.
I don't try to know that world. I get 80 of these calls a day. I talk to everybody. I tell them whatever, and I give everybody a shot for a year. That's what I tell all my marketers. I go, I give you a year. I know, I've been told, 30 days, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you're not getting me on the front page in 30 days. It's not happening. And I don't need you to tell me that it is because I've been doing it long enough to know you're not. It's the process. It takes time. And so I give everybody a year. I got my current online guy, my marketing guy, my website. I'm like, you got a year. To get me wherever. I don't need to be on the top. I just need to be in the mix, right?
Let me ask you this. That's what I was going to ask next. I was going to say, are you already paying someone? Because it doesn't make sense to pay two people for the similar service. I was trying to.
No, so I am. I can't remember who it currently is. Digital Kings, I think, currently. And they got off to, they redid the website again. I'm pretty happy with at least the website design. But I get no traction on the website, so I'll just straight up, I get zero. If I sent you my, analytics for what my website does, it gets nothing. I get no traction. The phone doesn't ring for my website at all. At the moment I'm going, and so my expectations for the website to drive business is pretty much zero, because it doesn't do anything right now. It's lead services provide work at this point. Angie's, the ones that are still alive out there. And then playing with pay-per-click stuff and trying to work in that as well is kind of where I'm at. So I don't have any faith in optimization or SEO right now. I don't know that I'm not doing the right things or I'm not doing the right stuff. I've tried probably for the last 4 years to see what somebody can do with Google and website stuff to get me to pop better. I was late to the show because I just loved Angie's. It brought me like 800,000 in sales on 20 grand investment.
I mean, why get mad, so right?
why switch? But unfortunately, it's just I tunnel visioned on Angie's and I didn't see the ship sinking. And so now we're at the other end with Angie's and they're not doing very good. And so here I am going, crap, I should have been doing something with my Google. And I didn't. And now I'm trying to chase little tiny companies when I've been around for eons. I have 380 reviews on Angie's. I'm the big dog there, but they're no longer the big dog, right? So.
And the interesting thing is you have 2 reviews on Google. Like, why did, whoever's worked for you before in optimization, I mean, they should have been fired a long time ago. Like, why are they not driving Google reviews for you? I don't know. I really don't know.
So some of that is my fault because I went, Google reviews. I didn't see it. I was fine. I went, I don't need Google. Andy's works. I was killing it. Making a ton of money on it. It was bringing the right work. It all worked. Until all of a sudden it really
started. So you're saying you weren't prompting your clients for Google reviews is what you mean, right? You weren't.
No, I was prompting them for Angie's reviews.
Okay.
And so reviews are already a pain to get. So I was happy to get one. Let alone go to 2.
Right. And so your optimizers though should have said, all right, we also need to focus on this at some point. I mean, the multiple years you've given someone a shot, I'm surprised they didn't speak up. I mean, because that's your one, red flag, if you will, or yellow flag, however you want to describe it, where, someone has been in business 40 years with 2 reviews. I would say someone should have been fired a long time ago on the Google side of optimization, especially if you said, I never hired someone to do optimization, I would have believed you more than what you're telling me now. To be
fair. No, and I get that. And I'll take some credit for that because I didn't push them. I've been told over and over, okay, you got to get reviews. It's super important. I can send you a link, yada, yada, yada. I went, okay, great. And I still went, man, I want Angie's reviews. They're dated. That's where I drive my huge amount of business. So I'll take a huge amount of that it was my fault for going, not listening to
but
people.
But we could have also said this,
reviews.
And we could have also said this, like, hey, let's make sure they leave both, right? Or, like, offer some sort of small incentive, some small kickback, a gift card. Just leave both because, to be frank, you don't deserve to be as low as you are on this list. I mean, I found you on the list, but, I got to scroll a little bit. And, by then, good luck.
I'm not even relevant. Yeah, I'm not. Right? I'm not even, that's where even the guy I'm working with now, I'm like, hey, I saw a guy that, had in his title or something that showed my reviews on Angie's. It said Seattle Paint and Drywall, 376 reviews on Angie's or something to get some value out of those reviews that, that if getting reviews is friggin' hard. I work to get reviews.
Right.
And so, again, why I pointed them always at Angie's, because that was what was bringing in the dough. It wasn't Google at all, so I went, why do I want a Google review?
I mean, here's how powerful you could have been on Google. You have more reviews and a higher rating on Angie than CertaPro painters. You know what I'm saying? Like,
totally. Didn't see it. Again, I'm going to take a huge credit for the issue of that.
I don't blame you at all. That's you being a pro at what you do and the advisors not giving you the right advice. I appreciate you being the man that you are, the business owner you are for trying to take the blame. But I tell you what, you hired people to take this on their shoulders, and this is where they left you.
I get that too, and I'm not in that world. I only understand a tiny little fraction of how it works, enough to educate myself to be able to,
You've heard enough sales pitches.
Oh god, yeah, and I've done enough research to know. Look, I'm a contractor. I'm a great businessman. I'm not an advertiser, and I'm not that. The whole internet, Google world that changes every 7 minutes. I'm not into that. So I do need someone that knows how to work it to work it, right? And on a small business budget at the same time. So can those line up? I don't know. And get traction. Yeah. Again, I give everybody a shot.
We have multiple levels to offer, right? Like, and that's what I want to get into a little detail with you. A thing that might be of consideration at some point, and I'll make sure it's available in your area, is Google Guaranteed listings. Have you heard of those?
I have, and I've seen them, and I don't have a clue how to get them.
Okay, so that's when it helps to be a premier channel partner. We'll identify if it's available in your area. Again, I don't want to cross that bridge today just because I want you to, you know, earn some, or earn some of your trust, I should say. I appreciate you saying you're willing to give someone a year just from a phone call or whatnot, but I tell you what, we don't operate like that. We do month-to-month programs. If you want to do like a three-month program, we can offer a significant discount for that. Again, it's just not our play, so to speak,
sure.
Because we're focusing on the small business, and we know how cash flow is for the smaller guys, you know. You may not fit that category, though, to be fair, which is why you're willing to take those shots. But, again, I'll give you round numbers so you understand. When it comes to just optimization, just what you've been missing on the map placement, helping build out your reviews and giving you some pointers on how to prompt people for reviews and so on and so forth, maybe even helping you build that out on your website a little bit more just to, you know, again, peg on them to leave a review. Hey, go on my website, leave a review. That would be a big level of advice. We usually put a Google review click button at the top of someone's website for that reason to build the optimization. That service, $200 a month. Okay. You're talking annual contracts or 6 month contract. We can give you a significant discount, but that's that part of the service. If you're looking to do Facebook ads or anything like that, that's more of a, you know, targeted in different areas outside of Linwood, where you're trying to hit maybe different parts, of like greater Seattle or something like that. We can definitely do that. We start off only, allowing people to do $100 of ads a month and we charge you $50 for it. Instead of $199 a month, it's $249 a month, and we run $100 of Facebook ads for you. That's option level two. When it comes to Google Guaranteed, it's really the crux of what a business of your size may be looking for. It is a pay-per-lead service similar to Angie's. It is not like Angie's in that it is exclusive to you because you're not competing with someone else, and the moment you make contact is when the pay-per-lead happens, okay? It's not like the moment I give you the lead, it's actually, they allow you to make contact first before you actually get charged. So that's something that may be available in your area. It may be of interest to you because that drives you to the very top of the page, above even the sponsored pay-per-click listings.
Okay? Right.
Google Guaranteed is huge for clients, from your customer's perspective, because it offers them a $2,000 service guarantee if for whatever reason something happens with the work and they're not satisfied. So that's why it's called Google Guaranteed. And that's why it's basically the next wave of Angie's, to be honest. It's stronger for you as the client and it's stronger for the customer as opposed to just someone having a review where now Google's putting the money.
Sure, yeah. It's like not having to go to an Angie's. It's on Google, which everybody loves and trusts Google already, right?
Yeah, and so now you're hitting them twice, right? Because now you're building out your optimization results because you're going to get a lot of reviews because they found you through Google, et cetera, and, you know, if you wanted to ever stop the Google Guaranteed ads, by all means, you know, that's fine. Just to let you know how that works, typically it's based on your willingness to ad spend, but the application cost is $350 a month. And then whatever you want to do in ads, I'm sorry, $350 up front is the ad cost. And then whatever you want to do with your ad spend every month.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
And just anyway, FYI, so as far as company my size, so I'm no longer, that's part of my issue is where I'm at is that I've dropped from the numbers you just heard to like maybe 200 grand a year. Total sales now. So what was working really well and I was making a ton of money, I'm now in desperate trouble, actually.
That's why we focus on optimization first, right? Like, I was just letting you know the stepwise stuff. So I appreciate
you.
Frank with that.
I'm just more willing to, I guess I tell people where I'm at because I go, hey, if, like right now I pay Angie's $2,500 a month. It's a ton of money for what they don't give me anymore. And honestly, because I got stuck, I didn't have anywhere else to put the money that I knew was going to work because Angie still kind of works.
Have you tried pay-per-click with Google or not at all?
I haven't. So recently here over this last winter, when things started, I really started seeing Angie's get bad where I was like, okay, I'm going to be out of business next year. I don't know how I made it through last year because like I said, I went from almost $1 million a year company in like 3 years to a $200,000 company. And so just through, you know, luckily I invested in other things that when I was making decent money just helped survive, but And so I went, okay, crap, I got to do something. So then I called, I didn't call, somebody called me from one of the companies that works with Google that they try to make you think they're Google, but they're not. That does the pay-per-click stuff and those campaigns. We went round and round on the phone and set up a thing, and I was going to do $2,000 a month on pay-per-click. And then I just got so many different opinions on pay-per-click with Google, from marketers and from people in the business, that some of them went, yep, it's great, it works great. A lot of advertisers like you went, don't waste your money, it doesn't work, blah, 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 you're going to spend a ton of money. So I really just ran myself up a tree and got stuck and went, I don't know what to do. Should I do it? Should I not do it? I got half the people saying it works, and the other half that are in the business, like you, going, don't waste your money, it doesn't work.
Well, I'll tell you what, we wouldn't recommend you stop Angie. I want to be clear on that. If Angie's still generating flow for you, we would say this, like, if you want to take a nibble out of Angie and invest it towards Google or Facebook, I would personally recommend Facebook. Facebook has a huge ROI compared to Google Ads. Did you know that?
So that's where I'm at too. And I talked to a kid from Canada that called me that didn't know what he was doing. He does your job, but he just started. He's working from home. He's like, hello, my name is Joe.
Hey, good man. More power to him. Don't hate on Joe. Okay. Come on.
No, I wasn't. Joe, actually, I really liked Joe at the end because I trusted him. He was trying to build a business. He was a kid. He was like 22 or something. He did everything kind of wrong, but I said, look, Joe, he said, you know, I'll call you. He didn't get my info. I'm like, Joe, you got to get my info. I'm a fish on the hook, you know. I'm like trying to teach him sales when he was doing this because I was interested. He was doing Facebook ads, you know. And so he had tons of information on Facebook ads, and then I went down that road of looking into it myself and went, man, that is more of what I need. I can target who I want. I know my audience. I've been doing this for years. I know the people I need. I know the area I need. I know the zip codes. I know the the clientele that buy my jobs, and I know the ones that go, man, never mind, I'm not paying for that. I'll paint my own house. So I was going to go down that road in the next month or so and do a Facebook thing and try it and see what happens.
Okay. So is that month now? I'm joking. I'm just being a jerk. The reason why I'm asking, Patrick, I'm not trying to twist your arm. It's just obviously I'm in sales too. And I'll tell you what, we're not looking for the big fish in the pond. We're looking for someone like you just trying to test the waters, right? We try to earn your business each and every month. That's why we don't do the annual retainers or anything like that. I appreciate you saying I'm willing to give someone a year. Great.
Sure. You
know, that'll make my bosses happy.
It takes time, at least for the website side of it. You know, I wouldn't dump a buttload of money in the pay-per-click for a year and go, well, that didn't work. But as far as website stuff, I just know there's a time to it, and I don't want to shop every. I don't expect you to have me at the top in 90 days and go, oh, hey, why? How come I'm not at the top of Google?
Can I just say I love how realistic you are, but we do push to get you in 2 months driving upward on the map listings. I can't say at the top, but I can say yes, our machine will go to work.
Well,
for
at
you.
Least you said that because everybody else says I'm going to get you to the top. I'm like, no, you're not. Nope. Yeah, I wish you could, but you can't if you wanted to.
That's why we're in business 20 years and not a fly-by-night operation. You know what I mean? You can't make promises that you can't upkeep. And so, again, our machine goes to work, $250 a month, and we'll get you $100 Facebook ads. If you want to bump up the ad spend on Facebook because you like the results, even though we're doing it on a smaller scale to start, by all means, you know, take some money out of the Angie spend and put it on Facebook. We can do that, right?
Well, that's what I'm gonna do, and that is my plan, to start diversifying those funds to other stuff. I of course am in a position where it has to work now. I should have done this years ago, but now I'm at the point where it has to work. So, and I do think Facebook is the better way to go than throwing it at pay per click. I just don't know a ton about pay-per-click yet, and I know it's a crazy world.
And Facebook is pay-per-click. It's just retargeting ads where you hit homeowners and people when they're scrolling at night. And the beauty of it is, I mean, thank goodness, God bless AI, right? Like, they basically know when someone's been searching for painting services and so on and so forth, and then your ad pops up if it's your target area, and you hit them if they haven't made a decision yet. And the beauty of that versus Google is, there isn't a list of 20 other companies beneath you that they could just as easily click on.
Right, I get you. No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
So the pricing is like one-tenth of Google per click.
Yeah, that's and I think you get a whole lot less of you guys calling me from my pay-per-click. Because that's another thing I've heard is like, yeah, I spent $400 and advertisers called me for the first week I did it. And they blew my budget, you know, from them clicking on it because they all of a sudden there I was, you know.
Exactly. Retargeting ads are definitely finding people who did the organic search for it already. Exactly.
Right. So what, okay, so basic stuff here. 250 gets me the you running or setting up my Facebook and running the Facebook ads for me, right? And I put whatever budget I want on it.
So that's what you said, setting up your Facebook. Do you have a Facebook business profile?
No, I do. I have a Facebook. Yeah, I do.
Okay, a business Facebook profile, right?
Yep.
Cool. Okay. So yeah, then that's going to save you on the setup fee. Setup fee is normally $299. It'll drop down to $99 for that purpose. Since all we're doing is just more of the back end setup, not so much creating a new page for you.
And so then what do you do? Let's say I said, okay, let's do the plan here. We're going to do the Facebook included. You can whatever you get.
$348 a month. Right. $348 month 1, to do the setup and then $249 thereafter includes $100 of Facebook ads every month. Again, you can increase that however much you want. That's fine with us. It just goes straight to Facebook. And then we do the optimization to drive your business towards the top. We probably will make some suggestions on your website, but if you don't want to change it, that's okay. But one of our main suggestions was, hey, put some Google prompts there as far as linking to your Google business profile. So that way
I don't care. I let you guys do what you want on my website. In fact, I need another thing I tell my website guys. They're like, well, you didn't call for any changes. And I'm like, I don't do websites. You know, I need a company that will get on and add content as I know content is a thing. And I know AI is becoming a content thing. And I'm like, I'm not ever going to call you and say, go ahead.
You want us to manage your site too? I mean, we can manage your own host domain. You want us to do that as well?
Well, what does the 200 include? That's just optimization?
It's optimization, keywords, tracking, like the backend analytics, again, to drive you up front. When it comes to website services, we definitely offer that managing as well. It's $50. So instead of $249 that I was just saying, it's $299.
Okay, because that's what I'm paying right now is $50 a month for my website, guys. And I, honestly, I don't know fully what they're doing. I know they're doing SEO, which is okay. Everybody has SEO.
But as far as optimizing it for Google reviews, I don't see that there, and that's definitely priority number one for us.
And are you able to see back-end stuff on my website and go, okay, this is what is going on, not going on, this is what they're doing, not doing?
Right. As long as we're able to hook that all up, yes, it's called a splash page. It's basically your analytics local splash dashboard. It's your analytics. We also provide an app and call tracking if you want that as well, where, if someone calls you, we sneak in a number in the process. The client won't know that. You won't know that number, but what it does is just allows us on the back end to put it in analytics. So you can keep track of people who call you if you want as well. Some people like that.
Okay, so if I wanted you to run my site as well, it's another $50.
Yeah, so we're talking $398, $299 moving forward. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm there's an extra $100 for the setup.
Yeah, month one, $398, and then $299 thereafter.
And that is, and then plus whatever ad spend I want.
If you want to do beyond $100 a month, each and every month includes $100.
Oh, it does include. In the $299 is $100 thrown at Facebook.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. So $299 includes $100.
Yeah, remember, we're good for the smaller guys, not the established like you. I understand you're established, but trending down.
I'm established, but I'm dying rapidly. Like I said, I'm just straight up.
And that's why I didn't say it's $3,000 a month, right? $300 a month, hopefully.
No, I mean, literally, I haven't done one single project since October. Not one job. Zero. Took the whole winter off. Nothing. Haven't done anything. So that's where I'm
at. You should have switched to snow removal or like a rain
repair. Literally, winters are always slow for me because I'm a painter in Washington, but they're not that slow. And so that's really where I'm at. It's all about exteriors, just FYI. So that's my bread and butter. I make a ton of money on exteriors. That's all I want. I don't want an interior. They suck. People pay me half the money for twice the work and then complain about lines. So I'm all about exteriors. There's 6-7 months that I really go hard, put the money out. try to land exteriors, and go from there. So that's kind of what, so right now is when I am starting. Okay, so $299 and then plus ad spend. I don't think $100 is enough for Facebook, but we can.
But it's to dip your toe in, right? Like, I want you to see a result,
sure,
since it takes us 7 to 14 days to have a turnaround on Facebook ads and when they're live. So that way you can at least see how they're tracking in the first month. Remember, we're not in the business of promising the world to people. We're promising you that we will optimize it and get you there. And then if
right.
it's not working for you, like the Facebook ad, hey, let us know. Hey, I want to shift this way. I want to shift that way. No problem.
Well, I guess for me, I go more, you tell me, right? If I need to spend $300 a month to really actually
get
the right traffic.
We're going to tell you what works.
This is, okay. Yeah. If $100 bucks is trying to keep it cheap for me to land the fish, oh, don't bother. Tell me what I need to spend. I'm not scared to spend money on marketing. So I'd rather you say, okay, Pat, this is where we're at. I'm thinking to get real traction, you need to spend, you know, whatever. The $100 isn't going to be enough. You're going to burn that up in a week. Then let's up it and tell me that, right? I'm not afraid to.
Right.
I mean, if I have the money, of course, to do it, I'm not afraid to do it if it makes sense.
I appreciate that. I mean, that's true businessman,
sure.
You know, if the investment's right. I was just saying we want to show you the investment is right, even on a small
right.
scale. Because you will get a lot of, you'll be surprised how far $100 goes with Facebook. I know with Google, it does not go very far. Facebook, it goes
no,
pretty
right.
far.
No, because like 3 hours on Google.
Right. So Facebook, it goes far enough to where it makes sense to stay at that level, for the first month.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, anytime you want to up it, you're going to have our information to give me a call or give us a call and
right.
we can up it. And then, you know, at that time, you'll probably have the freedom to decide, all right, it makes sense to drop Angie's by like 20% or something and put that $500
right.
Facebook.
Right. Right. Well, that's what I would probably do that for. I'm in the midst of doing that as we speak anyways. I just yesterday called Angie and said, okay, I need to adjust this budget because I'm at like $300 per lead because of how you guys' weird setup is on Angie's list, which doesn't make any sense. And I want to put it other places and see what happens because otherwise I'm going to go down with the ship of Angie's, which is not doing well. It hasn't done well for years. So.
Well, their model has just changed. They became so money hungry. They used to be very like friendly to the users of their platform, the clients, you know.
Right.
And now they're just like turned it into pricing war galore. I don't know. I'm sure you noticed that. It's like, geez, Louise, why would they?
One, it's changed so many times over the years. I started with them like 17 years ago. They were nobody. I paid them
when
like
they were home advisor,
for
right?
a year. Yeah, before HomeAdvisor owned them, way before that, when they first started, when Angie started them. I mean, literally, I think I talked to Angie initially. We were
like
the first.
Angie's
people.
List?
She was like, yeah, literally, no joke. I'm not even kidding. It was dirt cheap. And that was actually when my dad was still here in the company, and he'd give everybody a shot with leads. Oh, that's a new lead company? Sure, let's try it. Just a fearless baby boomer entrepreneur, and then they grew to what they grew, and it worked really well for us. And then they have just changed and changed and changed. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times they've changed their business model and how it works over the years. And now everybody works from home and it's kind of a disaster, but, so we'll see. Okay. So
well, here, just tell me if I'm jumping the gun, but I was going to start, just processing like the initial steps for my client intake team. Is that okay? I'm not jumping the gun here. Okay. Go ahead.
No, you are. Hang on.
Okay. That's why
that includes Facebook. And so with the Facebook, what you guys are doing with Facebook, does that mean you guys are posting stuff for me as well? Or what are you doing in the Facebook exactly?
Again, when it comes to maintenance, we can definitely help you maintain and make suggestions on your Facebook profile, on the business profile. Definitely we can guide you with that. And then we create ads and run the ads, correct? So we're definitely doing content on the ads and, of course, helping with your Facebook page. As long as we have logins, we can definitely help with content on the page as well.
Okay. Because I don't currently do nothing barely on my Facebook at this point. I post like twice a year.
Yeah, if it's easier for you, we would be a source for you to like send photos and anything else. You want to send testimonials if you need to do that, or we just grab them. And again, we can do the managing. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, and that's included.
Yep.
Okay. And then optimization, and you're running the website for the extra 50 at least if I want, which I might as well. That's what I'm paying now. And include the $100 towards Facebook. And we're $99 initially for this month. So what, $399 to get going?
$398 if I want to be exact.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let's do this.
Just so you know, if you say no, I'm going to come back with a super salesman approach. I just want to be clear on that.
Oh, no, that's what we're doing. I'm just building up to it. It's coming. It's a different plan. I need you to call me back because I got to think about it.
Okay. So is that what we're doing, or do you want me to go super salesman on you? Because I can respect that.
You can do both. You can go super salesman on you. I know what's coming. I've done millions of these calls.
Yeah, right.
Now, pay with your credit card deal. Buy one, get one free comes at some point.
The only super salesman approach I have to do this at this point would be you choose either or. If it's a setup fee you don't want, fine. We'll knock off the setup fee. If you're okay with the setup fee, but you know, then my only play is to drop it by $50 a month. But I wanted to be clear to you. That's my super salesman approach.
Sure. Oh, okay.
And you're right. That would be our angle to say, you know, do it today.
Right. No, I get it. Like I said, I knew that was coming. We were going to get there either way. I've done it a lot. Many, many times.
I know. I mean, I know who I'm talking to. I'm not talking to someone who's the first rodeo. So.
No, and I'm straight up. Good. I'm really actually super easy.
I was waiting for the negotiation stage, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, again, I let you know this is my bottom line. Not even going to have to play with you. I'm assuming you would like $250 a month, and you're okay with the $99 setup because, you know, you're going to save in the long run, especially the way you intend to being a long-term client.
No, for sure. I'm going to save way more than $100. I'm not going to call you in 60 days and be like, well, it didn't work. Goodbye.
Whatever. Now you're at 250 plus, $348 on month one.
All right.
Or 250 thereafter.
Right.
$249 a month includes the web, managing. And then, the first month fee is $348. And then I'm going to give you the, what is it called? The wink and the gun and say today. If that's
today. Not now. Plus shipping and handling. All right. So $250 a month. We see what happens with that. I guess make set up $350. That's you're running the website, you're optimizing the website, you're doing all that stuff to see what we can get the website going. Okay. Let's do that then. I think I'm trying to think if I'm missing anything. Website optimization. You do SEO crap, I'm assuming, just because it's all part of the gig, right?
Yep. And I want to be clear to you. This is not the only time you talk to us. The client intake team definitely does a client interview call after the fact to make sure that we are getting some keywords from you. Obviously, we're going to choose the best one based on analytics, but we're going to get some ideas from you of what you want to focus on. So it does require a little bit of a, you know, investment on your end to do the initial setup. I wanted to be clear on that.
Sure. I've done those too. Yeah. I've done a million of those. Sometimes they're not bad. Sometimes they're terrible. I've done ones that were like an hour. Holy crap. Not
it's
like
just about
paperwork. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I can handle that. Okay. $49 a month gets set. Okay, and so in that, I'm going to give you my Facebook stuff. You guys essentially take Facebook and do what you want to do with it. Is that how that will work? Yes?
Correct. As long as we have your login, we can manage it and make adjustments as needed.
Okay. And then You said the Facebook, it takes 7 to 14 days to get an ad up and running or live? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I did say that. Today, today, today.
Because of Facebook?
Because we're good. But, yeah, I mean, we know how to run ads with Facebook. So, you know, we've, just like it's not your first rodeo, it's not ours either. So we definitely have a lot of behind-the-scenes automation and little elves working diligently.
And is that, so is that a normal, I thought that was slow, that it was something that's really quick and easy. Is that because there's a process to getting an ad campaign put together on Facebook?
Oh, so you thought 7 to 14 was slow. It's not so much that, it's just we're not doing like the super simplistic ad, and we also want to make sure that your Facebook page is up to snuff before we start running ads for it.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Right, because it
all
is
right.
Content.
All right.
That's important.
So I still really don't like that $99 up front, though. If you can get rid of the $99, then we're good at $250 a month. There you go.
You are, you know what? I mean, you want to get the win. You're lucky it's the end of my workday, and I concur. Okay?
Okay.
Because you know how we salespeople are. It's less about the revenue. I'm not trying to turn every customer into a whale, but the moment I get to high-five my boss, you know, either physically or theoretically or hypothetically,
right,
then, you know, we're good. So you win, Patrick. Are you happy?
All right. Yeah. All right. I'm, you know, also a salesman, so there, I feel like I got the final say. We're all happy.
Yeah. And I tell you what, I wasn't going to bend too much. I enjoy talking to you, and you're a straight shooter. Thank you for that.
No, I really am. Like I said, even going forward, I really am very easy. I get the game. I don't have unreal, crazy expectations of things. I'm desperately hoping that I can find someone that can actually help me. That's really where I truthfully am, as I've gone through tons of people that I've paid money and gotten zero results. And so I'm really looking for someone that can actually help me do what I'm doing and take a business that's been around for eons that, and kind of try to get me back to where I should be. That's really what I need. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Fair enough. Hey, do you mind, Patrick? I'm going to ask you a favor. I'm going to put you on a brief hold. I need to change my headset. My battery's about to go out on my wireless.
No, you're good.
Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Patrick, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Sorry. So I just switched my line.
Now you sound like you're like 900 miles away, though.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I'm trying my best here. Let me try.
You're good now.
Okay. So I will get this figured out. I'm putting my headset on the charger, so I might switch back over in a second. But as long as we're good to move forward, I just need to gather a couple bits of information for you. Your last name.
Sears, just like the store, S-E-A-R-S.
The store that used to be, but okay.
Yep, no relation.
All right, your email address?
All right, it's god-awful long. So it's Patrick at SeattlePaintAndDrywall.com. All of it spelled out, everything.
Right, I got your domain here. Okay, so Patrick at YourDomain.com.
Yep.
All right. And obviously this number works for you as a cell phone as well, so we're good there. Your business address on your Google Business Profile, Seattle Paint and Drywall Co., 19504 Locust Way, Linwood, Washington, 98036?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And this will be the main line for the business. Okay. So I'm just going to capture a couple more things here, and then we'll be good to go. Give me a second. On the card you plan on using, is it also just in your first and last name, Patrick Sears?
Yeah, it'll be a business card, but I think it still works with my name. You don't have to put all that in.
Okay. If it has your business name and not your name, just let me know. But if it has both, then you can just do your first name.
Yeah, it has both, so usually the name works.
Okay. Do you authorize anyone else to call in on your behalf and make changes to this account?
No, it just means fine.
Okay.
I will give you a different contact for you to get a hold of me besides this number. I'll give you my personal cell phone because I don't always answer this phone necessarily. So
if okay, there's a spot you can put.
Okay, it's 425-773-4895. That's my personal
okay,
cell.
Okay, so this is going to be your preferred clinic client. Right? Not to be published with your listing.
Correct, yeah.
All right. A couple keywords you want us to start with, and again, our client intake team will get the rest. Camping, drywall services.
No drywall, so I don't do any drywall anymore at all, zero. But I can't change the name.
Fair enough.
So no drywall. Yep, I want like anti-drywall, no drywall.
I'll put that in the notes here. No drywall. Don't waste his money. Okay?
Yeah. Zero drywall. I do not do drywall. Drywall. I hate drywall. So used to have do drywall clearly and got rid of it long ago. I haven't done it forever, but I'm not going to change the name. It's been around for 50 years. So.
All right.
I just have to answer the question. But you're Seattle painting drywall. I know I am, ma'am.
It's like, you know, things change, ma'am.
Things change, right? So really, exterior painting, that's the bread and butter. That's what I want. Everything is always going to be focused on exterior painting.
Okay, good.
And Seattle. That's another thing. It's not Linwood. My office is in Linwood, but I don't want to do any work in Linwood. Seattle, everything.
Okay. Well, that's where Facebook works really well because you can target areas outside of the map region.
Gotcha.
I'm just listing where your Google business profile was found on the site. You said you're currently using an SEO provider. Is that correct that you're about to shut down?
Yeah, he runs my website and stuff, and I don't think they do anything. They're just there.
So he's a small-time guy, not like a bigger SEO provider?
No, they're pretty big. I think it's Digital Kings. I think that's who it is.
Okay.
They're good size.
So, okay. Whenever you want to cancel them, by all means, it's just to – I don't want them taking credit for what we do or vice versa, what we don't do. You don't want to blame the wrong guy
sure.
if we're not successful for you, okay?
Right.
You're also going to get an email when we're done here that shows, some pictures needed for your Google Business Profile verification. Go ahead and provide them anyway, but you already have it set up, and I think it's already verified. I included it in the notes here, but, again, just go ahead and provide it anyway just in case, okay?
Okay.
And whenever you get a moment, if you can send a text message with your Facebook URL for your business site, that would be great. You have until anytime tomorrow just to help my team along. As of right now, I'm actually sending you a text message from our 877 number, so that way you can reply via text message or whatnot to provide the link to that URL if it's easier for you. And you should get that now. And then we have availability anytime tomorrow for your client intake call. That takes about 30 minutes. Anytime between 8 and noon, it's a one-hour window in which we call, usually at the early stage of the window. So we have 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, and then 1 to 2 or 2 to 3.
Okay, let's do, let's see here. I'm thinking 10 o'clock there. That is an ounce four. Let's do, you say you got 11 to 12?
I do have 11 to 12.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Give me 1 second, just populating it here. You'll get an invite as we're done with the call, so that way we can get that.
Okay.
Okay, just about done here. And then, again, if you could send your Facebook URL, did you get the text message from me at this time or no?
I think so. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Again, you don't have to provide it during the call. I just to make sure you have a way to provide it.
Okay. What? Where the heck do I find my Facebook URL?
I think it's all you have to do is do the like share button. And if you share it via text message, I think that's how I get the URL.
Share button.
Or it might say like copy URL when we do the share button. I'm putting Seattle in all caps. One, mainly Seattle. Nothing in like Kirkland or anything like that, just Seattle, right?
I mean, that's my main area. There is a surrounding area. I would say, yes, Seattle and surrounding areas. Yes, Kirkland. East. I don't know where you're not. Where are you at? You're not in Washington, right?
I'm in Southern California, but I'm familiar with Seattle.
Okay,
been there a couple times.
I gotcha. So, yeah, there are other cities that I work on.
I know
on
Kirkland's well to do. That's why I brought that up.
Yeah, no, that's like the east side. That's where there's big, big money over there. It's funny though. There's like, I don't know. This is a different crowd. You think those were the jobs everybody wants, the big paying ones, and they're just big pain in the ass. But there's like the median people that are normal, I guess, is the word I would use. But that hire painters and pay the big bucks. I think I fight more for those big jobs from the giant homes and the supposed big payers. They're cheaper. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, that makes sense, right? When you're dealing with a certain clientele, sometimes the clientele has a certain personality, and sometimes that entitlement is warranted, and sometimes it's not.
Yeah. No, totally.
Yeah. Okay. We're almost done here. You're going to get an email also when we're done processing the card with your initial invoice and terms and conditions. Just whenever you get a moment today, if you scroll down to the bottom, just verify the pricing and the negotiated discounts you receive are there and reflected. And as soon as you initial that, you click 2-check boxes and then you sign it in the name of Patrick Steers, then we're good to go there. And anytime today or tomorrow before your client intake call would be appreciated. Last question I have for you before we go to the verification process of the call. What's the hours of operation you want to put on your Google Business profile?
Oh, I think probably.
I have 8 to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Is that right?
That's fine. Yeah, just leave it there.
Okay, we're good there. All right, I'm about ready to go into billing and all that fun stuff here. Okay, last thing we're going to do, we do set up a security question, so that way if someone calls you represents themselves as us and you're not sure, just to let you know, we're only going to call you from an 877 number when our customer service team calls, and I'll provide that number to you shortly. It's the same one I texted from, actually. So if you want to save that as local splash on your phone, that's the only number we'll call from. But again, if ever there's any confusion, we also give you a security question. It could be either your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. And you can answer the question any way you want. So whatever you want to choose of those three questions, let me know.
Let's do mother's maiden name. It's fine.
Okay. And the answer?
O'Connell.
O-C-O-N-N-E-L-L?
Yep. You said I texted that Facebook link to this same number you texted me from?
Yeah, you can text right back to that, and I'll receive it, correct?
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Patrick got the end of the day. John is inpatient special. Okay, special day. I really appreciate you when I was saying, all right, where's the negotiation? You're like, we're getting to that. I like that. At that point, it made me more willing to give you what I knew you were going to ask for at some point.
There you go. I knew that. I'm a salesman too.
Exactly. And that's why we're the best negotiators, because we're ready to jump in when it happens.
For sure, yeah. And it's fun.
It is.
Unless you're buying a car, that's not fun.
Well, I'll tell you a story. I sold cars for 1 month and I hated it. It was really,
really
good. Yeah, I did well. Say that again?
Oh, I always thought, because, you know, being a salesman too, I always thought about going into cars, you know, and like, and I'd probably be good at it, you know, I can sell and talk to people and do the thing, you know, and, but, I used to enjoy buying cars too when I was younger, but now I hate buying cars now.
Yeah. Like, the process was fine. The sales process was great. It's just that, the company that I worked for, they had a really weird setup where you did a handoff to a manager, similar to this phone call process, but much different, where it was only at the end. It was only for like 2 minutes, and the manager was just coming in to play hardball on pricing. Pricing was already discussed.
Right.
It was already agreed upon, and managers coming in just really, really reaming these customers as though like, as though the cars we had were the only cars on this earth.
Hmm.
So all of my clients really enjoyed me. Sold about 10 cars that first month, but I just really didn't sit well knowing that they were treated that way by, you know, people selling their car.
Right. Interesting.
And again, that was my only taste. Maybe there's a lot of great car companies to work for, but again, that month selling for Honda, I was like, no, that's not.
Oh, that was even for, that was even a big company too, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a used car lot. It was selling for, Honda is one of the biggest Honda, lots in all of Southern California.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, side story here. Okay, so I'm basically done with everything. On your card that you're going to use, again, is it company name only or also your name?
It's both, yeah. I'm on there.
Okay. Business address on the card, 19504 Locust Way?
Yes.
Phone number connected to the card, and for the purpose of follow-up calls, I know we have your cell phone, but for this particular card, is it connected to the 5406 number?
I think so. I don't know. I think so. We'll try it.
Okay. All right. No problem. All right. So whenever you're ready, I'm ready for the card type.
Okay. Visa.
And the numbers?
4856. 2002, 6170, 1935.
Expiration?
October 26.
And three numbers on the back?
415.
Okay. All right, we're almost done here. Last step, again, this card is, total charge is going to be $249. And last step, about the next 3 minutes, is just a voice verification. It's just for quality assurance. I'm sure you've gone through many of these before. So if you have any questions, I'll stop. But other than that, again, it's pretty straightforward here, okay?
Okay.
All right, Patrick. Well, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of your business.
Seattle Paint and Drywall Company.
All right, and please state your name and title within the business.
Patrick Sears, President.
And are you authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are also authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right, Patrick. Well, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, so thank you for setting up that call tomorrow. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, which is why we've set up your security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company in the event of any confusion. But in regards to calls from us, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash, and those calls will come from 877-635-6225?
Yes.
Okay. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement beyond what you disclosed already with Angie?
Yeah.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 14, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th day, also in the amount of $249, and this will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure to speak to a live representative. And also to prevent charges for your next month of service in the event of cancellation, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and process the payment for $249. You're going to receive an email with that invoice in the next minute or so, as well as the terms and conditions to review in writing what we just discussed, so you can again, check those boxes and sign at your leisure, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Everything is good to go on my end, Patrick. Again, we're going to chat again tomorrow with the client intake team. I will try to be on the line just to introduce you to your intake specialist, and if I am, great. If not, again, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Feel free to call me, text me. You have my information and my extension. Anything arises out of the ordinary, throws you for a loop, or even if we're not delivering, I'd like to hear it from you because, again, you're a straight shooter, and I'd love to hear genuine feedback.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. And I shouldn't cancel my website stuff yet until we do onboard stuff, right? And you guys somehow take over the website.
Yeah, so what I would suggest is correct. As long as you can claim everything back, because I know you shared your passwords with them, make sure you change them over or whatnot to something that they don't have so they can't lock you out. Not saying that they would, just it is something we had.
No, I've always wondered how that works, honestly. I'm like, okay, I'm like, do I own my website or do I not own my website? I've always been curious of how that all lands, you know, like, can they like just lock me out if they want? I mean,
they can try, but the way your domain is set up, it doesn't look like it's on any back end like service provider or anything like that. So yeah, you should have ownership rights to your domain, which is good.
It's on GoDaddy.
Right. But it just comes up as Seattle Paint and Drywall. It doesn't come up as anything like Angie's Domains, Seattle Paint and Drywall. You know what I mean? It's
okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I think
it's
so.
An original domain. So yes, you should have ownership rights. But just in case you don't, yes, it is advised that you make sure you get those passwords changed so that way you have secure access on your own, and then you know, we'll get that set up.
And am I changing my passwords on my GoDaddy account? I don't even know how to access it.
If your current provider has that, yes.
Okay, I think he does. I think they do. Okay.
Right.
All right, I will do that. Okay, that's it. I will wait to do the phone call tomorrow then.
All right, Patrick, I appreciate you taking the time with me today. Again, have a great evening, and we'll chat tomorrow.
Oh, and are they going to call my personal cell or this line?
Which one do you prefer? I'll make sure that's signaled here.
I think have them call my personal cell. I should